First Peter, the fifth chapter, verse number 6, we'll begin reading. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Let us pray. Father, I thank you again today for this great privilege to stand here in this pulpit and preach. Thank you for your kindness and grace and goodness. And Lord, above all, I need you. I need your power. I need your wisdom. I need you just to help me, Lord, to deliver the message you've given me. Now, Father, we want you to have the praise and the honor and the glory for all things. And we trust that will happen tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I think all of you are aware, many of you have been Christians for many years. I think you're aware of the fact that there's an increased attack of Satan on America and certainly upon the churches of America. I think you recognize that, and we should recognize that and be aware of it, because it certainly is happening. I believe, you see the battle against the King James Bible. You see liberalism coming in, and many churches are just very liberal. No standards, no teaching truths from the Word of God, just a social event. You see the attack on the schools and the colleges in America. Many of them go to a college, a secular college, and they do their best to destroy anything that you might have concerning faith in God if they can. You see the attack on the government, decisions that are being made in our government that are very foolish and silly decisions. Things that happen in our country today that I wouldn't even imagine back 50 years ago. I couldn't even imagine those things happening. But it's my belief that most of those things began in the home. It's my belief that Satan has targeted the home and family life to the place where people who are coming out of homes and families are people whom Satan can use because they're not been trained. You take the churches. Where did these preachers come from that are liberal today? They grew up in some home. Now, I'm not blaming everything on the home, but I'm saying I believe that's where it begins. Where's the people who are teaching in our colleges today? Where did they come from? They come out of some home, some family, where they was trained to a certain degree until they got to their higher education. Where does many of the government officials come from today? They've had to get their thoughts and their ideas somewhere, and it's been developed, and many of them started way back when the family failed to train. And what I'm going to do tonight is I want you to just understand and realize something. It's going to be a simple message, but I believe something. I believe there's been a great attack by Satan on the structure of the home, the structure of the family. I realize that you can look and say, well, homosexuals or sodomites or whatever it might be, that's a terrible, terrible thing. It is, and it's a horrible, terrible thing. And it isn't the first time in the Bible that we see that. We see that way back there. But in America, it's come to be a terrible, horrible thing. Why? Why has it become so evident everywhere in America? And you say, well, Brother Ross, it's just sin. I know it's just sin, but where did all of that develop? Where did this abortion thing come from? There had to be people and judges that has agreed to these things. Where is it coming from? I believe with all of my heart that as I look back on things, it's not these big things, this decision that was made way back there that we was going to allow abortion. It started way before that. These things has mushroomed. These things has begun to grow, and I believe where it started is in our homes and in our family life. And I believe the structure of the family is so, so important. And Satan has done his best to attack the structure of the home as God set it up. You go back to the very beginning of Adam and Eve, and you'll certainly find that Adam was created by God, and he then saw that he was alone and that he needed a helpmeet, and God created Eve and brought her to Adam. It wasn't long after that, I suppose, that they began to have children. That is the structure of the home. There's a father, there's a mother, and there's children. And that structure should be recognized and understood that God has placed in the Word of God simple instructions for how a home is to be structured. If you will go with me over to the book of Ephesians, realizing, understanding that these are familiar verses, but I want you to understand something. I want you to hear what God says. In the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, verse number 21. Now, just listen to what the Bible says, all right? God is giving us some instructions on how a home should be structured. He simply says in verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's what we ought to do. My wife and I submit ourselves to God, the fear of God. Together we do that. We want to live for God. We love Him. He should be the leader. He should be the guide. He should be first place in our lives. And then he begins to lay out some structure. He just simply says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now that's not a hard thing for us to read and understand what God is saying. That is the structure God has set up. You agree with that?
Amen.
This is His word. He's the one that says, this is what I want the family life to be like. He then simply says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. He makes it very plain that the husband is the head of the wife. And he said, even as Christ is the head of the church, and we'll agree with that, amen, that Christ is our head, He's the head of the church. And he says, and He is the Savior of the body, simply making again another statement of the structure of the family. The husband is to be the head of the wife. Now, that is what the Word of God says. Isn't that not true? You see, I guess I get aggravated sometimes, and sometimes men want to do that too. You know, we want to say, all right, I'm your head, I'm the boss, I'm this and that. That's not what God is saying, but he's saying to us, we should lovingly and kindly lead our family, and we should be the head. Because God has said, that's the structure that I want. Now, I believe that years and years ago, Satan began to attack that. And he's done everything through the NOW meetings and the feminism beliefs and all of those things. But it even started back before that. I believe families themselves began to let this structure begin to go in a different directions. They didn't have to be taught by someone else. They wanted the structure that God set up for the home to be different. The wife was unwilling to be submissive to her husband, and the husband was unwilling to be the head of the home. And when you do that, you ruin the structure that God has placed here in the Bible. He goes on to say in verse 24, therefore is the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Simple instructions here. that God says that there to be wives are to be a subjection to their own husband in everything. Right? Now, husbands, if you will love your wife like the Bible says, you will lead in such a way that will be right for her and good for her and good for the family, because you love her. You want good for her. And then he says, so ought men to love, in verse 28, their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. So skip down to verse 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. The structure of the family is when a husband and wife are joined together, they are one flesh. My wife and I, when we were joined together, we started a new family. Our children came into our family. That's who it is, a husband, a wife, and children. Our children grew up, and they got married. They began a brand new family. They're no longer this, they're our family, but it's a new family. It's a husband and wife who now go on to establish their home and bring children, if God so see fit, into their lives. Okay? Now that's the structure that God has established. And he says we're to love each other, we're to care for each other, and we're to keep that structure just as God says it's to be. When that gets off balance, there's going to be problems. Because the structure of the home will no longer be as strong as it's supposed to be. And let me do a little explaining that. If you build a building, you've got to have plans for that building. Bob Townsley and Charles and whoever, aren't you glad that you had some plans for this building? Some blueprints. That would have been a hard thing to build without blueprints. But aren't you happy that you had blueprints? God is giving the family blueprints. You go to build a building and you must first lay the foundation. Is that not true? That comes first. The roof doesn't come first. The foundation comes, and the foundation for the Christian is Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation but him. He's the foundation. And then you begin to pour the floor or put floor joists down or whatever it might be, and you get the floor taken care of. Then you build the walls. And then you put the trusses on. You all saw it out here. Then you put the roofing on. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Everything must be done in order. You've got to do it in right order. You don't put the wall board up and then say, Brother Charles, I want you to wire this building. You put the wiring in order. And then comes along those who put the insulation and the wall board up, and they do it in order. God has order in the family. And when we build a family, we must do it in order according to the way God has established that family to be built. We must do it that way, or it's going to be weakened. These walls right here that you see, I'm sure probably Charles here, I don't remember who might have been here, remember, but we put the walls all up and the trusses all up. And I can't remember whether it was the building inspector or the architect came by and he said, you know, there's some places where the trusses set on those walls where it just doesn't come where there's a 2x4 right underneath it. Although the 2x4s was ever 16 inches. And he said, I want you to go throughout wherever that is and put a 2x4 right underneath where the truss is, no matter what, if you had to put it right against another one. Why? For strength. So that this would stay where it was supposed to stay. Amen. And I think you all are probably happy that it's strong and secure today. But I'm saying to you, it's the same with a family. If it's not built correctly and structured like God intends for it to be structured, it will not be strong and secure. You may get by with it, but when the attacks come, you're going to find it doesn't stand like it should. When the floods come and the winds come and the rains come and all those things on a building, you better be sure that the building is secure. And you better be sure that the marriage and the family is secure by having it structured just like God says in His Word. That is so, so important. When you're building a family, you need to follow God's plan. And I just read to you basic. I know there's much more to it, but just simple, basic truths of God's Word is that we are to submit ourselves one another to the Lord. The wife is to submit to her husband in all things. And the husband is to love his wife. And then what comes next in chapter 6 of Ephesians is, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, under normal circumstances, come as a result of a marriage. And what are they to do? Well, they're to obey their parents. This is not a suggestion by God. This is a command of God. And that is the structure that God has set up. You've got a husband, you've got a wife, and you have children. And those children are to obey. The wife is to do what the Bible says for her to do. The husband is to take the leadership, the headship. And everything then is structured as it is supposed to be structured. Okay? Now, Satan has done everything he can to destroy that. And he's homes and families are falling apart all over this nation. Not just in the world, also in the church. And I believe the reason for it is it's not then ever been structured the way it should have been, or it would have been strong enough to handle the adversity and the problems and the attacks of Satan that will come its way. Okay? You see, when the plan is not followed, the structure is weak. I don't think probably that you would want me to, or anybody to come along here and remove every other truss that goes down through this roof. Oh, we just forgot to put them in. We just didn't think it was necessary. You don't need them extra trusses. You don't need all these extra 2x4s. Well, we're going to have problems. You're going to have a weak building somewhere along the line. It's going to probably fall in. Now, I'm saying to you, we want to do that to a building and believe that that is correct and that is right, but we don't want to do that and follow the plan that God has established for the family. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, this is not trying to get on anybody. I'm telling you, if you want a strong family and you want to have a right marriage, you follow the structure that God has set up. And it's very simple. It's very plain. Okay? So what we need to do, and I might take you over to the book of Matthew for a few moments, the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. I want you to just listen. Matthew 7, and I'm going to read verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things, or these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now listen to what he says, and every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which buildeth his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now you say, Brother Ross, what's that got to do with family? I believe that the teaching here also goes not only for the individual life, but for a family. You say, well, Brother Ross, you know we must establish the foundation on Christ. We've got that established on Jesus. And if you do, you're right and proper. He's the rock. But I want to tell you something. The rain is going to try the roof. The rain is going to fall. And the roof, in just a moment I will share with you, is the man. He's the umbrella over the family. I believe that the structure of the walls and all the rest of the house, the wind will blow and try the structure of the family. Wives and children, you're going to be tested. Are you going to be secure in the fact that you are going to help hold up that roof? The head of the family? Because you see, the husband is like an umbrella over the family. I seen it illustrated one time where it put God up here, the umbrella here, and right underneath the umbrella was the father. He was the umbrella, and then the mother, and then the children. And whenever that umbrella gets holes in it, it opens up opportunities for old Satan to do damage to the wife and the children, the whole family. That is why it's so important that we men, we husbands, hold that wonderful umbrella over our family as head of the family. You understand? Because when a husband or a man gets out away from that umbrella, out from it, and he exposes his wife and children to all kinds of damage. You understand? Now, I would say to the dear ladies that do not have a husband, stay close to God and seek His will and seek His direction, because to some degree you have become the umbrella for your children. So stay very close to the Lord Himself. Very close. Mind Him. Do what it says. He says. But I'm saying to you, that's the way God has set it up. When we change that structure and we put the wife up here, the umbrella is not there. God has given that umbrella to the husband. And so we open up all kinds of problems for the family when we switch the structure that God has set up. We will think, well, we're getting by with it. You know, I'm not going to do that. Well, you're not getting by with it. Because let me say to you, the attack that I've just talked about will come. The rains will come. The winds will blow. The floods will come. No, they will come. And if it's not in the right structure, the way God intended for it, just like I told you about this building here, if we've weakened this building to the place, a storm could take it down easy. That's exactly what happens in family life. Falling apart all over this world, all over this country, at a terrible, terrible rate. You understand? And a lot of it is that old Satan has been attacking that structure, the way a family is supposed to be built. And it's not. So it's weak. And it's going to, as the scripture says here, great is going to be the fall of it. Amen? Now, I want to just tell you a story to illustrate this. I suppose we probably somewhere in November, maybe the 1st of November. I don't know whether you heard about it or not, but let me tell you what happened at our house. I usually get up early. I'd got up pretty early that morning, sometimes anywhere from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. It's just, I wake up. So I go in and I read my Bible and I pray. Spend time praying, spend time reading my Bible. And I was sitting there afterwards, kind of pondering some things and thinking. And it was somewhere around maybe 5:30, and the electric went off. There's a storm in the outside. And so I sat there for a little while. And I said, well, I better call it in. Went in, got the flashlight, and was looking for something. I'd went to our east extra bedroom down there, east room. And the file cabinets was there, and I was looking for something in the file cabinet. I was down on my knees. Now, it'd be nice to tell you the story that I was praying. I'd already prayed. thank God I had. But anyway, but I was down on my knees in a file cabinet, looking in the bottom drawer of the file cabinet on my knees, when all at once something hit our house, and shook the whole house. Whoo! Shook it. And now you may not believe this, but I said, Lord, what are you doing? That's what I said. Lord, what are you doing? I had the flashlight, and so I went over to the window just back of me and looked out, and there was branches everywhere. That tree that stood about 10, 11, 12 foot from our house, on the south side of our house, literally had broke off about 8 foot up and crashed on top of our house. I was directly underneath it. Directly where it fell, I was right underneath it. So I went in, and Donna had heard the, she was getting near getting up, but she heard that thing, and she was back away, and she couldn't figure it out, and she was just kind of laying there. And I went in there, and I said, honey, I said, do you know where that thing I'm looking for in the file cabinet is? And I told her what I was looking for, and I said, yeah. She said, I think I can find it, Bob. And I said, oh, by the way, a tree just fell on our house. And you know what my next thought was? I said, you know what, Lord? If you want to drop a tree on your house, go ahead and do it. That's what I said. It's his anyway. And so he did. The tree was 2.5 foot through, 30 inches. It's a big tree. What saved things a lot was because it broke off about 8 foot up here. It was soft there, and I didn't realize it. And it just, the winds just took it and the weight of that top, and it just slammed into the house. Now, I'll give you this story, and then I'll try to show you what I'm illustrating. We called our insurance company about as soon as they got into the office. They had a crew out there within 3 or 4 hours, 2 or 3 hours maybe, I don't know, from Vincennes to take care of it. They got up there on top, cut all the limbs that they could cut off, threw them over the side. The only window that was broken was when they threw one over the side and broke a window. And they, anyway, they started cleaning it off. They had to get a big crane finally in there to lift it off of the roof, which they did. And I'm still trying to ponder and see what the Lord was doing. I said, well, you know, I don't understand this. But anyway, got it taken care of. The insurance company came, or the people came to take care of this. And they said, well, you know, the roofing is really messed up. We're just going to put you on a new roof. They came in there, took three layers. When I bought it, I didn't know it had three layers. It had three layers of roofing on it. They took every layer off. And they put me on a new roof. Approximately over $8,000. Time they got the tree, the roof, the everything, I paid the deductible and I have a new roof. Trying to salve our place. So I said, Lord, thank you. But what I want you to hear is this. When that tree fell on that roof, there was absolutely no structural damage. This is unbelievable. Even the decking was not damaged. The house itself, I believe, if it had fell from the very bottom, it would have crashed into the side of the house and done terrible damage. But God saw fit not to do that. There was no structural damage. The only thing possibly on the back was a new deck or a guttering that I had put on 2 years ago. The whole length of the house was seamless guttering. And it bent a little bit. They said, we'll put you on new gutter and you're going to. And I said, oh, don't do that. Can you straighten that out? I mean, it was just a little kind of a bend. Oh, yeah, we can straighten it out. I said, well, just straighten it out. That was the only structural damage. Now, what I'm saying to you, that house had to be really built strong to withstand that with no structural damage. About a day or two later, I was watching the news because of these storms. They showed a picture of a house and a tree had done the same thing with theirs and literally split the house in two. They showed the picture. This big old tree came down on that house and it just went right down through the house. If that had done that to ours, I wouldn't be preaching tonight. It's by the grace of God, His kindness and grace to us. Now, again, what I'm saying is simply this, folks. The structure was strong. What's going to happen is this. The attacks of Satan is going to come upon every family, every Christian. They are going to come. Some of you have already had them, and maybe more than one. You better have your marriage and family structured correctly. If you don't, it's going to be too weak to withstand the attacks. You understand? You say, well, don't make any difference if I have this where the husband's the head and the wife, she submits, and the children come and obey. Oh, yes, it does. Because when you put it opposite, you are weakening the structure of that family that God set up. Now, you're right. I can't make anybody do it. I'm just telling you, I would suggest you do it. I suggest you would build your family the like God says to build it and keep it that way. Because if you do, I'll guarantee you, you'll be able to sustain and weather the storms that old Satan brings you. And they will come. Don't kid yourself. And if you don't have the structure correctly, let me guarantee you something else. Some of them relationships of that family is going to be hurt, and some may be destroyed. Because the structure is not strong enough to withstand it. So you must build things God's way. You must. I was thinking about Job today as I was looking at this. And I thought about the great attack of Satan on Job's life. It is an amazing story. Let me just read you two verses out of Job, first chapter. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job says, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Job was a very special man, and he worried about his family. He cared about his family. He said, they're over there feasting. I'm afraid they maybe cursed God in their hearts. So he was out sacrificing and sanctifying them to be sure that they was all right spiritually. Listen to me, spiritually. It did not stop them from being killed in just a little while. All 10 of them. You know, it's so interesting to me. So at the end of Job's life, Job was giving double of the sheep and camels and all the things that he had before. If you read it, at the end of that, he gave him double what he had before. He had a wife that said, you know, just curse God and die. She wasn't the leader. He was. You're not going to charge God foolishly. He said, you're speaking like one of these silly women, foolish women. No, we're not going to do that. Why? Because he was the leader. He was the head. She said, just go ahead, Job, just curse God and die. I think she was tired seeing him suffer in all of these things. Family gone. No, we're not going to do that. But God gave him double of what he had before, except children. He gave him 10 more children. And you say, why didn't he give him 20? He gave him double. Well, he already had the 10. They just was in heaven. He still had 20 children. The first ten had just went on to be with the Lord. He still had them. They're eternal. But Job weathered the attack of Satan because the structure of his home was correct. Now, I'm just encouraging you. You say, I can get by with not having that structure. Yeah, you really can't. You think you will, but you won't. There's going to be damage done when the attacks of Satan come. And let me assure you, they will. The rain will come. The winds will blow. The floods will come. You better have the structure founded on Jesus Christ and Him alone. And you better have the structure built like God says it's to be built. See, I do know why people have trouble with that, because it's the old sin nature in us. But you better get behind that. You better get that in your past. Because you want, when those troubled times come and those attacks come, and as I said, they will, you want that structure to be strong and secure, just like that house that stood with a tree falling on it. And did it no damage whatsoever except the roof itself, the roofing. The structure stood. Is that what you want for your family? Now you remember this. You remember this old preacher telling you, them rains are going to come. And it's the daddy's responsibility to shield his family from them. So you stay in your place, daddy. And you keep holy and you keep right with God. Don't get holes in your umbrella, your roof. Because it's going to filter down to your children, to your wife and your children. You understand? See, keep it right. See, do what God says. Build a home and a family just like God has structured it. If you're not structured that way, do it over and get it straight. Put things in order so God can bless your home. Let's pray. Father, again, I thank you today for your grace and goodness and kindness. Thank you for Jesus, our wonderful Lord. Thank you for the precious people that's here tonight. God, help us just to understand and know the truths of your word. And Father, help us to follow them. We want strong families here in this church. We believe we do have strong families, but we want them to be built and stronger than they've ever been, because that dictates the strength of the church. And so I ask you, Father, to help us to be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.